How was it under John Furstand or under John Fox?
Well, it's good. It's hard to, you know, really tell what we're going to be like or anything like that. But, you know, from him, he's an honest guy. You always got to respect that. And he's definitely going to tell us like it is and make sure we're ready to go. And, you know, I appreciate that from the head coach.
You know, the first time since you've been here, a defensive-minded head coach, what does that mean to you?
It means good, a lot, because, you know, I haven't had that, you know. And, you know, I've had several coaches, you know, several coordinators, you know, and to have a guy that's, you know, really strong about his defense. I mean, it says a lot about the guys up top, you know, who hired him. So, I mean, we just got to go get the job done for him.
Bunch of young kids around here, you feel old?
Every year I feel older and older. I mean, I look at them, how they run around and act like nothing hurting them or anything like that. And I remember those days, but, you know, I can still run with them.
Initial impressions of Vaughn?
Walkthrough.
Vaughn Miller?
Walkthrough.
Walk, yeah,
it was
good
a walk
point.
Through.
Okay, you're right. Okay, I'll ask you tomorrow.
I'll tell you in the morning.
As a veteran, I'm guessing you're liking the new practice rules.
Oh, absolutely. It's great. It'll keep us fresh. I think, you know, people talking about how the season's going to be and how we're going to start slow. Guys are going to be fresh. Guys are going to be ready to go. Guys worked out how they wanted to in the off season. So I don't see it being a problem with, you know, the whole CBA thing. It was just something we had to get over. And I think now that it's done, I mean, everything works into our favor.
What was your off season like? Where were you? What kind of work?
Well, I was just, you know, working with a personal trainer and, you know, just doing my thing. And, you know, I didn't start until May, you know, working out. But I went every week, 3 or 4 days a week, all the way up till last week. So, I mean, I got a lot of work in.
So you feel fresh though now?
Yeah, I feel fresh. You know, I was able to take care of myself, you know, go at my own pace, and it felt good.
Are you growing the beard so quarterbacks don't recognize you?
Well, I still got a helmet on, so.
I'm 24.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think that'll make them throw the other way. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm older. They're always going to test me the older I get. So, you know, it doesn't matter. I accept the challenge, and I'm going to make them pay.
Well, you want that, don't you? You want
to
challenge you.
Definitely.
They haven't challenged
every
you very
game.
Much. So you could,
yeah.
It's like your fifth year or something as much they challenge you.
Yeah, but I take what they give me, you know, and this year I just want to make more plays than I did the past few seasons.
Are you paying attention to the non-D sweepstakes?
Yeah, I have, you know, and, you know, I talked to him at Pro Bowl, and he was excited about the whole situation. We were actually in the same boat, you know. We were both going to become free agents, and, you know, luckily for me, I signed my deal before the lockout, and now, you know, it's just interesting to see where he ends up.
What if he's in New York? Could you imagine?
That'd be crazy. I don't think that's legal.
And what would it mean to have two shutdown corners? Anybody ever had that?
The closest was probably me and Deion on the same team, but he was older at that time. But, you know, that's probably the closest it ever been.
Didn't work for the Heat, though, so, you know, it's on the
same. Nah, but they got to the game. I think, you know, they had the right pieces. They'll be there every year.
With as many of these camps as you've gone through, I know they probably get old, but the fact that you just got through this lockout, does it make it a little more exciting to get out here and get going?
Oh, yeah, because there's so many guys I don't know. And, you know, honestly speaking, I'm learning a lot about them as we go. And, you know, these are the guys I'm going to battle with on Sundays, and I want to get to know as much as I can about them.
Well, it probably helps you got names on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, the funny thing is I haven't really looked at them much, you know, because I'm always running around. And, you know, all the guys on defense or in the secondary, I kind of know who they are now. So it's just the other guys on the other side of the ball and the linemen up front. I'm always looking at their backs. So, yeah, I'll get to know them as we go.
What's it say about Doc that he's willing to restructure his deal right now?
Oh, well, he's a pro. I mean, I think he knew what the situation was going to be like when he signed his deal. So it is what it is. And I knew if anybody would handle it with a lot of professionalism, it would be him.